Okay, good morning. As always, the weekly shiur from Maseches Tanis is dedicated by Gary and Toby Greenstein in memory of their dear son, Yomi Yosef Menachem Zal Ben Gershon. He grew up here at YIPC. And also the breakfast is dedicated to Nishmas Yosef Yitzchak Ben Yehuda Leib Zatzal, and for Refuah Shlema for Shalom Tzvi Elimelech Ben Malka. Okay, we are on Dav Zion Amalek, at the top, the second line. And we are going to be dealing exclusively with Agadita today. Amar Rabbi Yavo said, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Mikhiya Samesim. When it rains, and I guess especially after a drought, after you really are davening for the rain, so it's a bigger event than Tchiya Samesim, than the resuscitation of the dead. Excuse me. Diu Tchiya Samesim Latzadikim, because Tchiya Samesim is reserved just for the people who merit it, the Tzadikim. Diu Geshamim, but rain falls on the whole earth, the whole area. Being Latzadikim, being Rasham, it benefits everyone, and therefore it, in a sense, is better than Tchiya Samesim. The Gemara comments of Pliga de Rabbi Yosef. This is at odds with the position of Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef mitoch sheishkua kitchia samesim kavua betchia samesim. Rav Yosef points out that it is like tchia samesim. It's on the same level as tchia samesim, as opposed to Rav Yavo, who said it's better than tchia samesim. Rav Yosef said it's better. It's like tchia samesim, and for that reason, because it's like tchia samesim, that's why they put Mashiach Baruch Amar Geshem in the bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim. The Ritva points out that the Geshem is like Tchiyas HaMesim thematically, in the sense that you have a dry, dead seed, and Geshem helps resuscitate the seed, brings it back to life, just like Tchiyas HaMesim, where you have dry bones and Asid Lavo, Hashem will rejuvenate them and make them alive once again. So thematically it's linked. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Kiyom Shenitna BaTorah. So Rav Yehuda says it's like the day that the Torah was given, Shavuos, which is coming up. Shenemar Yarov Kamatar Lichi. The pasuk in Dvarim at the end of the Torah, it says Yarov Kamatar Lichi. It's like dew or like rain. Lichi, my teachings. Vein Lekach El Torah. Lekach, my teachings, refers to the Torah. Shenemar Ki Lekach Tov. Nosati Lachem Torah Si Al Tazov. The Pasuk Mishlei refers to the Torah as a Lekach, as teachings. And again, Rava Amar Yoser Miyom Shenitnat BaTorah. Rava says that the day of the rain is even better than the day when the Torah was given. Shenemar Yarov Kamatar Lichi. Again, the same Pasuk that the Torah is like, or that rain is like Torah. So he hones in on the pasuk and he says, look what's being compared to who. Have omer kata nitla begadol. Usually when you are making a metaphor, you're saying that this small thing is like as big as this big thing. And in the pasuk it says, yarov kamata uchi, that my teachings, meaning the Torah, is like rain. It's like as good as rain. You're making a metaphor that my teachings are similarly, my teachings are as good as rain, which demonstrates that the rain is the big thing. The rain is the more chashiv thing, and the Torah or the teachings are being compared to rain. Okay, Rava Rami Ksiv. So Rava quoted two psukim that he seems to be at odds with one another. Yarov Kamatar Lichi. On the one hand, the pasuk says that it's like that the rain, that the Torah is like rain. Uksiv Tizal Katal Imrasi. Right, and then the same pasuk says that it comes down like dew. So which is it? Right? Is the Torah like rain or is it like dew? It's not the same thing. So the Gemara answers, or Rav explains, Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Ketal. If it's a Talmud Chacham that is a good Talmud Chacham, an appropriate Talmud Chacham, so then it's like dew, Vimlav, or Feyu Kamatar. And if it's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun, if it's a Talmud Chacham that's not acting appropriately, or is a bad character, so then, or fehu kematar, then you should kill him, literally, it says, kematar, just like rain comes down hard and kills and is destructive, so to a talmud chacham who is inappropriate, who is not of the right character, not of an appropriate character, should be killed, so to speak.
It's interesting that they still call him a talmud chacham.
They still
call him a...
Yeah.
Is he a Talmud Chacham?
Well, I guess they're referring to just technically he knows Torah, but he's just using it for bad purposes. So he's a Talmud Chacham on a technical level, but he's not anyone you should be respecting.
Just because you're Talmud Chacham doesn't mean...
I guess so, yeah. I mean, usually you're right. Usually we refer... That appellation goes together with good character, you think. Okay. Tanya, and along the same ideas... We have a brayso that says, "Haya Rabbi Bina Omer, Kol Ha'Osek BaTorah Lishma, Toraso Nasis Lo Sam Chayim." So anyone who uses Torah or is involved in Torah Lishma for the right purposes, for the purpose of learning Torah, so then Toraso Nasis Lo Sam Chayim. So then his Torah is like a good potion for him. It's healthy. It's like a medicine. The Torah is not just good in its own right, but it actually benefits the people that hold on to it, that grasp onto it, that learn it. The Omer, and similarly, refers to Yehush Sharecha, it's like a refuah, it's like a medicine for your body. The Omer, Kimotzai Motzachayim, and the Pasuk also says that someone who finds Torah is like someone who finds life. So Torah has a benefit medically. But on the other hand, if you are involved in Torah shaloishma with the wrong intentions, nasis lo sam hamaves, so then it's like a poison. So there the pasuk says that again, like we said before, that my teachings are like rain, but in the context of yarof. And in Arifa el Hariga, that language of Arof, Arifa refers to death or to killing. Shenemar v'arfu shames ha'agu abinachal, in the context of the Agu Arufa, you kill the calf in the valley. What happens to mitok shalo yishma ba'ishma? Tosvos asked that question. The top Tosvos says, what about the very top? He quotes the Gemara in Psachim. You should always learn Torah, even if your intentions aren't right. So Tosfos answers in the end of the Tosfos that's true if you have an open mind, at least, or if you're maybe you have neutral intentions. But if you have bad intentions, if you're using the Torah in order to hurt people or in order to do bad things, he says shalakanter, so then that's really bad. That's when, right, apikorsis or for whatever other nefarious reasons. Okay. Amrle Rav Yirmiyahu or Rav Zeira. The Marsha points out, by the way, that the analogy of Torah for good purposes versus Torah for bad purposes to like medicine, that it's either a potion that could be healthy or a potion that can be deadly. So the Marsha says that's an apt metaphor because, you know, with the smallest change in the formula, the medicine can go, you know, really good or really bad. And so the same thing is true with Torah. It's kind of very sensitive in that way. Okay, I'm related to Rav Yirmiyahu or Rav Zeira. So Rav Yirmiyahu approached Rav Zeira and said, Lesi Mar Lisni. He says, come, my master, come teach me some Torah. So Rabbi Zeira responded by saying that I'm not feeling well, my heart is weak, and I'm not able to teach Torah. Torah kind of takes your strength, it takes some strength, and he wasn't feeling well, he couldn't teach Torah. So then he said, Lema Mar Milsa Dagadata. So he said, okay, I understand you're not up to teaching Halacha, but at least, okay, teach me some Agadata. So he did so. Amrulai Hachi Amr Rav Yochanan. So he said, Rav Yochanan said, taught the following. My dechsiv ki adam etza sadeh. What does the pasuk mean when it says that man is like a tree? Ki adam etza sadeh. What does that mean? Is a man like a tree? Man is not a tree at all. Ela mishum dechsiv ki mimenu sochal v'oso lo sichros. He says the reason why man is compared to a tree is because on the one hand the pasuk says about a tree that you should eat from it, velosolo sichros, you should not cut down the tree. And on the other hand it says uksiv oso sashchis vikarasa, that you should cut down the tree. So which way is it? You have one pasuk saying that you should sustain a tree, you should eat from it, and the other pasuk saying that you should cut down the tree. So how do you explain this? Im tam l'chacham hagun hu, And here he makes the analogy to the person. If it's a Talmud Chacham Hagun, someone who is of good character, so then Mimenu Solchal, then you should learn Torah from him. Ve'osolo Sichros, and you shouldn't cut him down. Vimlav, but if he's a Talmud Chacham of bad character, he has the wrong intentions, he's teaching bad things, so then Oso Sashchis Vikarasa, so then you should destroy him, you should cut him down. The second Tosos actually wrestles with a similar question as the first, where he quotes another Gemara that says that you should take what you can even from a Talmud Chacham Sheino Hagun. Even if it's a Talmud Chacham of poor character, if he has what to offer, you should kind of try to glean something from him. And so Tosos answers importantly that that's dafka of Talmud Chacham. You have to be of strong learning yourself. You have to have built yourself up and be a serious Talmud Chacham first to be able to decipher and to discern between the good parts and the bad parts of a Talmud Chacham. If you yourself don't have a strong background in learning, so then you're not the person that should be going and trying to figure out the good parts of Torah, the bad parts of Torah to learn from a Talmud Chacham Sheino Hagun. Someone who's really strong in his learning, so he can discern and figure out from someone in a Talmud Chacham Sheino Hagun what parts he can glean and what parts he can't. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanin. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. My dichsiv barzel b'barzel yachid. What does the pasuk mean when it says you should sharpen metal with metal? The pashup shot here is talking about a knife, how you to sharpen a knife by rubbing it against more metal. So lo marocha mar barzel ze echad mechade yischavero. So it's coming to teach you that just like a knife, one sharpens the other. You rub a knife against metal to sharpen it. So two Talmidei Chachamim who learn together, so they sharpen one another. They trade ideas, and they make each other sharpen. The idea of a chavrusa that is that two people sitting and learning together improve each other, just like knives sharpening one against another. Amar Rav Bar Chana, lama nimshulu divrei Torah ke'ish? Why are the words of Torah compared to fire? Shenemar halo ko divarai ke'ish numa. Hashem, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, refers to my words, Hashem's talking, my words of Torah are like fire. Lomar ocha ma'esh eino doei kichidi, to teach you that just like you can't light fire by rubbing, not by rubbing, you can't light a fire with one stick by waving one stick, af divrei Torah ein miskaimim bichidi. So just like a fire, you need to rub one stick in against another. So divrei Torah in miskaimim biyichidi, you can't succeed in learning. Meaning divrei Torah don't really flourish with one person sitting alone and learning. It's with chavrusa, it's with the study partner that you can flourish in learning. V'ainu da'amar of Yosi bar Chanina, my dechsev cherev el habadim v'no alu. the pasuk again in Yirmiyah says that the sword on the diviners, people who have nevuah v'no alu. So what does that mean? Cherev al sonam shel talmidei chachamim she'oskim bad v'bad b'torah. The sword, meaning it's detrimental. There's a sword on, and this is a euphemism. Sonam shel talmidei chachamim means the haters of talmidei chachamim. The Gemara didn't want to say that a sword is chas v'shalom on talmidei chachamim, so give it as a euphemism. On the haters of Talmidei Chachamim, but it really means that there's a sword on the neck of the Talmidei Chachamim, which Talmidei Chachamim, she'oskim bad b'bad b'torah, that those who sit alone and learn Torah. Interestingly, I saw quoted from the Maharam Mintz, who already lived in the 1400s, a good 600 years ago, who says that this memra, to say that it's detrimental to learn Torah by yourself, was referring to the times before we had all the Sfarim that are available to us. So when Torah was much more a Torah Shebaal Peh, where it was transmitted generation to generation, so there it was much more crucial that you learn with a chavrusa, that you spend all your time learning with someone else. And now we still, clearly there's value to a chavrusa, there's clearly value to learning one another, but we wouldn't, says the Maharam Mintz, we wouldn't put these terrible curses or descriptions referring to a person who sits in his house and takes Sfarim and learns. That's certainly a good thing. And so, interestingly, the Maharam Mintz points out again 600 years ago that this has kind of changed in a sense because of the proliferation of writing of Tzvarim. you could now pull that off by sitting alone. You don't necessarily need to spend every minute of your learning with a chavrusa. And then it goes on and says, not only that, not only is there a cherev on them, but practically speaking, it degrades them. It's bad for them. Eloshim mitapshin, it makes them stupid. Shenemar vino alu, because that pasuk says that vino alu means literally that they become fools. Velo od, and not only that, eloshachotin, it causes them to sin. How do we know that? Ksiv hacha vino alu. Here in this pasuk it says vino alu, meaning they are fools. But in a different context, it says asher no alnu v'asher chatanu, that we were fools and that we sinned. So you see here a kind of smichus of the language, being fools, and is right next to language denoting or connoting sinning. So the idea is that if you do this, if you learn without pairing up with someone, you could lead you to sin. And there's another tradition that was learned from this pasuk in Yeshaya. No alus sharet soan v'itu es mitzrayim. Again, a pasuk that's saying that it causes them to go astray. So again, that teaches you that no alu has a connotation of going astray. Okay.
The officers of soan.
I'm not sure the full context of that, but the language clearly refers to going astray. Hitu es Mitzrayim. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says, Lama nimshlu divrei Torah ke'etz. Why are words of Torah compared to wood? Shinemar eitz chayim him lamachazikim ba. We all know the famous pasuk that Torah is compared to wood in the sense, or to trees. Lomar ocha ma'etz katan madlik es agadol. Af tamidei chachamim ketanim mechad din es agadolim. So just like wood, small wood on fire can light a big wood. So too, Talmidei Chachamim, the smaller people, the Talmidim, are mechadin, they sharpen the gedolim, they sharpen the teachers. V'hayin d'amar Rabbi Chanina, harbei lomadeti mirabosai. I learned a lot from my rabbeim. U'mechaveirai yoser mirabosai. I learned a lot even more from my friends. Umitalmida yoser mikulan. Famously, he says, I learned the most from my students. By students asking questions, students challenging, that causes the teacher to learn even more. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Ramik Siv. So he cites two psukim that seem to contradict themselves. Likras tzama hitayu mayim. Pasuk in Shai says that when someone is thirsty, you should bring him water. Uksiv have kol tzama luchula mayim. The pasuk says alternatively that whenever someone's thirsty, you should bring him to the water. So which one is it? Do you bring the water to the summit, to the thirsty person, or do you bring the thirsty person to the water? So the Gemara says metaphorically this means im tamud kagunhu, if it's a good student or a student with the right intentions, so then we cross sama hatayumai, and then you should bring water to him. Vilo, but if he doesn't have good intentions, have a kol sama luchulamai and bring him to the water. And that's how he interprets that. Rabbi Chanina bar Chama Ramik Siv, he cites two psukim that seem to contradict. Yafutsu mayinosecha chutza, that your springs should flourish outwardly. Uksiv yi luchalavadcha. Right, this is the beginning of this pasuk says if you drink properly, if you take the Torah, again, assuming the metaphor, here, if you take Torah in properly, so then yafutsu mayinosecha chutza, you should strive to send your Torah out, to send it all out like a spring. But on the other hand, the pasuk then continues and says, you should do it yourself. So which one is it? Should you be proliferating Torah outwardly, or should you be keeping it to yourself? And again, the Gemara says in Talmud Hagunhu, if you are Talmud with good intentions, then yafutsu mayinosecha chutza, then your Torah will go out and will spread the word, v'imlav, but if not, yiyu l'chalavadcha, it's going to stay with you. This pasuk was made famous by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, right? Yafutsu mayinosecha chutza. The legend is that in 1748, the Baal Shem Tov had a meeting with the Melech HaMashiach. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the legend says that the Baal Shem Tov went up to Shemayim, this was during his life, and had a meeting with the Melech HaMashiach, and said, Emasai ka'asi mar, when are you going to come? This is the one of the Lubavitcher Nigunim, right? What?
similar idea.
A similar idea, but I think the one of the Lubavitch Nigum is this. They say, Emasai Kasimar, and the Lubavitch Rebbe used to like sing this for a long time, get all his Chassidim all. And the answer that the Melech HaMashiach gave was, Mishe Afutsu Mayeno Secha Chutza, when your springs go out. And this is kind of the basis for Chabad's idea that we're supposed to outreach, you know, that Mishe Afutsu Mayeno Secha, that'll bring Melech HaMashiach. And it's all based on the story of the Baal Shem Tov. It's based...
They give out the soil to everybody.
I guess it's the Hasidic idea. I mean, they're all disciples of the Baal Shem Tov, so it comes back to that. But that was, so it was Shlomo HaMelech that first said this, but it really became famous with the Baal Shem Tov and then more famous with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Ide. Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah Lamayim. So this is probably the most famous analogy of Torah is to water. So why is that? As we just said, that anyone who's thirsty, bring him to water, right? So why is the analogy to water? As we all know, if you put water in a high place, you pour it on top of a mountain, it's going to naturally flow down to the lower place. Af divrei Torah, so too it's true with divrei Torah. In miskaimim elo b'misha daito shfela, that Torah really only is successful. A person is only successful in his learning if he is not haughty, if he is grounded, if he's daito shfela. He doesn't think too haughtily of himself. V'amar Rav Oshia, v'amar nimshlu divrei Torah l'shlosha mashkin halalu b'mayin uv'mayayin uv'chalav. Why are divrei Torah compared to these three liquids, water and wine and milk? Dichsiv hoy called sama luchu amayim. Right, we know as we just cited above that Torah is compared to water. But furthermore, uksiv luchu shivru viachlu, go buy and eat. Luchu shivru b'lo kesef, go buy even if you don't have money. Uvelo mechir yain v'chalav, wine and milk. So why, and this is again a metaphor for Torah, Lomar Alcha Mashlosha Mashkin Halalu, these three liquids, Ein Miskaimin Ela Bepachos Shebekelim, they are preserved best in a very simple kli, namely kli cheres are the best preservers of these types of liquids, of water, wine, and milk. Af Divrei Torah Ein Miskaimin Ela B'misha Daito Shfela. So too, Divrei Torah only flourish and only succeed in a simple vessel, a person who does not haughty, who doesn't think too highly of himself. And we drive home the point with a story. Kede Amra Le Barse de Caesar, the daughter of the Roman Caesar, said to Rabbi Yoshua bar Chananya, she said to Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, I chachma mufuara b'chui mechuar. So she questioned, how could something as beautiful as the Torah, if you're saying that the Torah is so beautiful, how can something so beautiful be in something as ugly as you? Apparently he was not the nicest looking Talmud Chacham. So she said, you know, you're trying to sell me on Torah, but if Torah was so great, then you would be a much better looking person. So how is it that Torah is contained in such an ugly kli? So Amar Lei, so he responded to her by saying, Avicha Rami Chamra B'mani D'Pachra. He said, your father, the Caesar, who has all these storehouses of wine, where does he store his wine? Not in beautiful vessels. He stores it in klicheres, in earthenware, because, again, that's what was the best way to store wine. So Amrulay, El Bemai Nirmi. So she said to him, well, what should he store the wine in? So Amrulay, so he said to her, Asun dechashvisu. Right, that which you are, which you ascribe as important, meaning this wine, if the wine is of such quality and so so valuable, ramu b'mani dahava v'kaspa, it should be put in gold and silver vessels. That's how you should store the wine. So this girl, the daughter of the Caesar, azla v'amro le'lavua. So she went and she said to her father, the Caesar, She told this to her father, and I don't know why, but he listened to her. Ramya l'chamra b'mani dava v'kaspa. So he put all his wine in gold and silver vessels, and what happened? V'takif, and it all spoiled. It became vinegar. So Asuv Amrulay, so he went back to his daughter and said, why'd you tell me to put all my wine in gold and silver vessels? It caused all the wine to spoil. So he got upset at her. So Amr Lala,
she got upset.
Asuv Amrulay.
The father.
The wine people, the people in charge of the wine came and told the Caesar. So Amr Lala Barsi, so he then went back to his daughter and complained, why'd you tell me to put all the wine in gold and silver? I'm sorry. Amr Lo Barsi, man Amr Loch Ahachi. Who is the one who told you this? Who gave you this advice to put the wine in gold and silver? So Amr Lay, so she said, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. It was Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya who said that. So the Caesar, so now he's really in trouble, right? The Caesar now called for Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya to come. So Amr Lay, Amai Amr Lahachi. He said, why did you tell my daughter to put the wine in gold and silver? I don't know, the question was, why did I listen to my daughter do this? But he said, why did you tell her this? So Amrulay, so he said, Ki echi da amruli amrula. I kind of was just giving a retort back to her, just like she said to me that the Torah is so beautiful, how could it be contained in an ugly vessel? And I said that, you know, so I was kind of giving her a mashal, and that's why I told her to put the wine in a more beautiful vessel. That's the end of the story. The Gemara then says, Va'ika shapiri digmiri. So the Gemara then says, okay, we understand now why the Torah was contained in a vessel like Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, who might not have been the most attractive person. But there are Talmidei Chacham, there are people who learn Torah who are very attractive, right? So the Gemara answers, Ihavu sanu tfei havu gemiri. So the Gemara says, in Achinami, that might be true, but if those people were a little less attractive, they would even be more Talmidei Chachamim. So it doesn't, being attractive doesn't preclude you from being a Talmid Chacham, but it does limit you, I guess, in your ability to be as big a Talmud Chacham as you might have been. Okay, so that's one interpretation of why these three liquids are compared to Torah. Again, water and wine and milk. A davar acher, another interpretation. So just like these three liquids, one way that they can go bad is with hesach hadas. If you kind of don't take care of them and you let something dirty fall into them, so after Torah in mishtakrin el hesach hadas. Rashi explains that the reason why these liquids in particular are susceptible to hesach hadas that is because Rashi explains these are very light liquids. These are heavy liquids.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it? These
in oven.
Shein Avin, right. So you might, as a result, stuff gets in and it's going to float to the top, and then
oil, you can still use the oil, even if something else goes onto it, because that'll float, that stuff will float on top, and you can still use the oil.
As opposed to these things that are lighter, that's the idea. Right, these things are lighter, and therefore they're more susceptible to contamination through Hesach Hadas. And so too, after Vritori Mishtakin of Hesach Hadas, if you're not careful about retaining your learning, Rashi says, Imenu Machziram Tamid, if you don't constantly review your Torah, so then it's susceptible to Hesach Hadas, you might forget your Torah. You're very likely to forget your Torah. Okay, back to the theme of rain. Amar Avichama Bravi Chanina, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim Kiyom Shenivru Shemayim Va'aretz. So the day when it rains is as important or comparable to the day that the heavens and earth were created. Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya, Harifu Shamayim Imaal, Ushchakim Yizal Tzedek, Tiftach Eretz V'yifru Sheyasha, Utztaka Tatsmiach Yachar Ni Hashem Berativ. So this pasuk is talking about in kind of language that's reminiscent of the Bria Sa'olam, right? Pour down the skies from above, let the heavens rain down victory, let the earth open and triumph sprout, etc. So, and the Gemara says, Biratim log nemar el baratim, right? It sounds like it's talking about creation, but then it ends up talking in the singular. Ani Hashem birasiv, I created it. So if it was talking about Shemayim Baretz, it would have said birasim, right? Plural, Shemayim, the heavens and the earth. But it doesn't, it says birasiv, referring to singular, referring to rain, and so therefore even though the pasuk sounds like it's talking about Shemayim Va'aretz, it's talking about rain in actuality, tipping us off to the fact that the day that it rains is like the day of the creation of the earth and the heavens and the earth. Amar Rav Yoshia, Gadol Yom HaGashamim Shafiu Yeshua Paravarava Bo. The day it rains is great because even salvation multiplies on that day. Rashi explains the Melitze Zechus Nichnasim Lefan of Yom HaGashamim, that the angels who argue for Zechus, for Klal Yisrael, they appear in front of Hashem on the day that it rains. Shenemar Tiftach Haaretz V'Yifru Yesha, the Pasuk explains that the Pasuk we just said, that the earth opens and salvation multiplies. Amar Vitanukhan Bar Chanilai, Ein HaGashamim Yoredim Elim Kein Nimchu Avonosem Shal Yisrael. It only rains if our avonos are forgiven. Shenemar Ratzisa Hashem Artzucha, Shafto Shvus Yaakov Nisesa Avon Amcha Kisizikol Chachatav Sam Sela. Again, referring to Shavta Shvus Yaakov, that our sins were forgiven. That's what the pasuk explains. Amrei Ziri midi Yahavas Ravina. So Ziri from the town of Yahavas said to Ravina. Rashi points out that this could not have been Ziri that we usually learn of in the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara refers to Ziri. Here is this different Ziri from Yahavas, because the regular Ziri didn't live at the time of Ravina. So this is a different Ziri. Ziri from Yahavas said to Ravina, Asun mehacham asnisua, you learn it from that pasuk, ana mehacham asnisua, I learn it from a different pasuk, from lacham aleph, ata tishma shmaim v'salachta l'chatas. Again, in the context of rain, it talks about forgiving avonos. Amar Rabbi Tanchum b'reid Rav Chia, ish kvar ako, he said, ein ha-gashom ne'etzarim, elim kein nischayivu sonein sho Yisrael kliya. That rain doesn't stop, meaning we only suffer from drought if we are chayiv, if we've done bad things that cause us to be liable for punishment. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, tzia gam chom yigzulu mimei sheleg shol chato, again referring to drought and heat and the inability of it to snow. So Sha'ol Chato is referring to a time when Sha'ol Chato, when you did sins that would cause you to go to the grave. Amrei Ziri Midiavis L'Ravina, so the same Ziri said to Ravina again, Asun Mehacham Asnisla, you learned it from that Pasuk, and Am Mehacham Asnisla, and I have a different Pasuk to learn it, and that's a much more famous Pasuk that we know of, Tzaras HaShemayim Ve'Avadetem Mehera. Right, the pasuk in Shema says that if you don't do the right thing, if you sin, so then it's going to stop raining. That's a much more direct pasuk. Amar Rav Chista, Ein HaGashamim Netzarim El Bishvil Bitul Trumos U'Maisros. So he says that it stops raining. You'll suffer from drought if Bnei Yisrael don't bring their Trumos and Maisros as appropriate. Shenemar Tzia Gam Chom Yigzulu Mimei Sheleg. The same pasuk we just quoted above, referring to drought. My Mashma, why? My Mashma, how does this teach you that drought comes as a result of the failure to bring Trumos and Maestros? Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, Bishvil Dvarim Shetzivisi Eschem B'Mosachama, V'Asisam, for because of the things that I command you to do during the worm season, namely Trumos and Maestros, when the produce is ready and when you're supposed to bring your Trumos and Maestros, and you fail to do that, so then Yigzulu Michem Mimei Shelag B'Mosachashamim. So then I'm going to, so to speak, steal from you your snow and your water in the rainy season. Because of what you're supposed to be doing in the worm season, you'd fail to do it. That's when you're going to be punished by me withholding rain. Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, Ein HaGashamim Netzarim El Bishvil Masapri Lashon Hara. So he says the reason why it stops raining sometimes is because people speak Lashon Hara. Shenemar Ruach Tzafon Tichalel Gashem Upanim Nizamim Lashon Seser. Pasuk and Mishlei refers to, again, rain, and specifically in the context of panim nizamim, whispered words, lashon seser, whispered words, that's what causes the rain to stop. Amrav Sel, Amrav Hamnuna, Eina Geshamim Netzarim Elo Bishvil Aze Panim. It's because people have chutzpah, people have azos panim, that's why rain stops. Shenemar Vayimnu Revivim Umalko Shlohaya. That the rain stopped. Why? Umetzach isha zona hayolcha, because you had the countenance or the brazenness of an isha zona, and so that's why rain would stop. V'amrav selam rav hamnuna kol adam sheish lo azus panim Sof nichshol ba'avera. From the same pasuk, we could derive that someone who has azas panim, someone who's brazen, is going to end up in averas, committing averos. How do we know that? From the same pasuk, shneimar metzach ishazon ha'yolcha. The pasuk continues, me'antahi kalem. Right, you had the kind of the countenance of a ishazona because you refused to be ashamed. People who are not capable of shame, they're the people who are going to sin. And so, if you don't have shame, you're going to end up in sin. Rav Nachman Amar Biyadua Shenichshol Ba'Avera. It's not that it's the cause and effect he has reversed. It's what the pasuk is trying to teach you is that if you see someone who doesn't have shame, that teaches you that he's someone who has been over averos. Shneimar Hayolcha V'Lonemar Yiolcha. He says, right, because it's in past tense, right? Umetzach Ishazona Hayolcha. You had, or you were with a prostitute. You were with an Ishazona. If you were someone who conveys the appearance of someone who doesn't have shame. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna Kadam Sheish Lazus Panim Mutrul Krosa Rasha. Someone who has brazenness, you can call him a Rasha. Shneimar Ha'ez Ish Rasha Panav. The pasuk refers to him as a Rasha. A wicked man is brazen faced, so that teaches you that you could call him a Rasha. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Mutter Wisnosa. Not only that, but you can hate him. Shneimar Ve'ez Panim Yisuna. The literal meaning of that is Ve'ez Panim Yisuna. What is it?
A man is brazen, call him wicked to his face.
So yisuna, I'll take yisuna or yisna, that you should hate him. Yeshuna. What's yeshuna?
Transform.
Okay, but if you read it with a different kri, oh yisna, you should hate him. So therefore, you could hate someone who has azas panim. Amrav katina ina geshamim netzarim el bishvil bittul Torah. It stops raining because people are engaged in bittul Torah. They don't learn. Shenemar ba'atzlasayim yimach hamikra. The pasuk in Kohelet says that with laziness the ceiling sags or the beam sags. Bishvil atzlus shahaya b'Yisrael shalasku b'Torah, because people were lazy and they didn't learn Torah properly. Nasa sono shal kadosh baruch hu mach. As a result, Hashem, so to speak, sags. Right, again, it's a euphemism. It refers to Hashem Himself. That's Hashem Himself sags, so to speak. Vein mach ela ani, and mach sagging refers to aninus, poverty. Shneimar vein mach hum me'erchecha in the parasha dealing with erchin, going down in value. Vein mikara ela kadosh baruch hu, and this idea of the ceiling or the beam is referring to Hashem. Shneimar hamikareb b'mayim aliyosav, that Hashem lays beams for the upper chambers for in the heavens. So it refers to Hashem. Rav Yosef Bar Mamayacha, he learns it from the following: V'atolo ra'u or bahirhu bashchakim v'ruach evra utitareim. I had the pasuk, but I lost my place here. V'atolo ra'u. What does it mean? V'atai ne'a lo ra'u, or it's not, you don't see light. The skies are, when they do not see light, the skies are kind of patchy with clouds, and then a wind blows and clears them. So what is this? Vein or ela Torah, or refers to Torah. Shneimar kiner mitzvah v'Torah or, bahir bashchakim. So how do you know, so what does that mean? Tana devir Rav Yishmael, afil b'sha shirakia nase b'hurin v'hurin talmud matar. Even at times when the sky is filled with clouds, there are patches of clouds, so you think it's about to rain. Nevertheless, v'ruach avra utitareim, ruach, wind comes and clears that away, and then it fails to rain. Amar Rav Yami, in hageshamim netzarim ela b'avon gezel, that it stops raining because of thievery, people who steal. Shenemar al kapayim kisa or, the pasuk says that let's see what it means. B'avon kapayim kisa or. Metaphorically, this means that with the sin of kapayim, of with hands, kisa or, vein kapayim el chamas, when we refer to hands, we're referring to stealing, shneimar, umin achamas ersher bikapehem, with their hands, vein or el matar, and or here is referring to Rain, Shenemar Yafitz Anan Oro, that it scatters Anan Oro, meaning the lightning clouds, but at least in this, we're taking that out of context here, and we're saying, or here refers to rain. Maitakante, what you should you do? By the way, Rashi, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Rashi here refers to, when we're talking about what's scattering, what's causing these clouds to scatter, and for the rain to come, or for the rain to not come. So Rashi refers to the Malach Af Bari, we know from Tfilas Geshem, right? Af Bari. So he makes an appearance in Rashi here. So Maitakante, what should you do if it's not raining? Yarbe b'tfila, you should daven. Shnemar ve'yotzav alea b'mafkia ve'im pekia ela tfila. Pekia means meeting, approaching, and the way to approach Hashem is through prayer. Shnemar v'ata atispoel ba'adam azeh ve'altif gabi, referring to prayer. V'amar v'yami ma'idach siv imkea habarze v'lu panim kilkal. What's this referring to when it says if the axe becomes dull and he hasn't sharpened the edges? Imra isa rakia shakia kabarzel mi lahori talamater. If you see the sky that's in a sense dull, in the sense that rain isn't coming, bishvil maisa ador shein mikol kolam. It's because people are not acting appropriately. It's because people have gone astray. Shinamar v'hugo panim kilkel. The pasuk says that it's because you haven't sharpened the axe. You haven't done the appropriate thing. Maita kana son, what should you do? How do you fix the problem? Yiskabru barachamim. So again, you either daven or you go out of your way to do good deeds. Shnemar v'chayalim yigaber v'yisron hichshir chachma. That you have to exert strength. You have to act appropriately. And the result will be, or it's good to do this in advance, meaning the advantage of preparing is prudence. It's prudent to kind of do good deeds to be beforehand to avoid this result. Kol shekenim hukshru ma'aseh meikara, so to speak, that the pasuk's teaching you that if you acted appropriately from beforehand, you didn't do averus to begin with, you wouldn't have gotten yourself into this problem and you wouldn't have lost out on the rain. Okay.
Yeah.